Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. If you are trying to reduce your carbon footprint, little changes to everyday activities can make a big difference over time. Andrew Marsh, associate professor of chemistry at the University of Warwick, reveals how nano diamonds could turn the tide on the energy required to keep your laundry sparkling white.
The weekly laundry might not seem an obvious target for reducing energy consumption in the home, but over the last 30 years, manufacturers have cooperated with consumers to significantly reduce its burden. Heating water represents the major cost, and modern powders allow most laundry to be cleaned at temperatures of 30 degrees Celsius, that's 86 degrees Fahrenheit, or below. An unsolved problem is the mixture of fat and sweat produced by our skin that crystallizes onto fabrics, requiring the classic boil wash to remove it. Enzymes have difficulty gaining traction, and detergent molecules that carry away the emulsified lipid cannot penetrate its compacted surface. We speculated that nanodiamond particles, engineered to be only 2 or 3 times the width of the iconic DNA double helix, might offer exciting properties that we could use to our advantage. We investigated whether these particles might be able to remove lipid from a surface at 25 degrees Celsius. By themselves, they had little effect, but in the presence of certain commercially available detergent molecules, the nanodiamonds were able to enhance the amount of lipid removed. What was particularly exciting was that this combination worked even in cold water. Our fundamental observation raises several questions. Are these properties unique to the tiny diamonds, or do other materials of a similar size also work? Is diamond's well-known property of hardness significant? Importantly, do these materials pose hazards to human health or the environment? Safety concerns are emerging for similar particles, so although we may not see nanodiamonds in the weekly wash, what we have uncovered is an exciting glimpse into the way research in this area may lead to developments with the potential to change familiar daily tasks.
That was Andrew Marsh of the University of Warwick. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world. This dirty laundry is nothing.